today is a special day. And that's one of the reasons why I picked Isaiah. Isaiah's message here today tells us that God prepares for us only the best. And I'm not talking about the pizza place in White Sox, which I have to admit, and if you go to Only the Best in White Sox, be sure I gave him a plug. He does make good pizza, but God prepares for us only the best, and He has given us only the best in Jesus Christ, our Lord. But in this message, in this section of his prophecy, he says, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine, strained and clear. That's the best of the best. And that's what God prepares and is preparing for us even now, for each and every one of us. And Isaiah goes on to say, and our God will destroy on this holy mountain the shroud that is cast over all people. And God will wipe away all of our tears. And then he says, on this day, look, we will all say, this is our God. We have waited for him. And that's why we're here today. We are waiting still for him to come again. But the good news, the good message is we are saved. We are saved right now. Because Jesus Christ, our Savior, died. He was crucified on Good Friday, but then he rose again on Easter Day. So this is the Lord for whom we wait to come again. He has given us our salvation. Now, before I get into the gospel, just a little short. Has anybody ever thought, how in the world am I going to do this? Let's say, have you ever gone to the grocery store and you get into the parking lot, or you walk into the store and you say, oh, oops, forgot my list. Has anybody ever done that? Yeah. But you still go shopping anyway. You usually buy more. You usually buy more. Or at least I do. But you go in anyway. Have you ever prepared for to go to, or maybe even be a participant in some kind of sport like basketball, football, golf, and not have everything absolutely you kind of need or want, or you didn't feel quite prepared? Anybody? Yeah? Like I feel sometimes with my sermons. And actually, I'm going to tell you a story, because I was thinking about, this section of my sermon today. And when I went to the PNC, I got this huge cake, so you have to come downstairs and at least look at it. There's no calories, so you can have a piece. Anyway, I got the cake into the car, of course terrified I'm going to drop it, but I got it to church, dutifully drove right up to the door, opened the door, went back, got the cake, no joke. I'm walking to the door, I have the cake in my hand, and the door starts to shut, like, all the way. And I'm like, oh no, what am I going to do? And then, no joke, I get closer, because I figure I'll come, where God will be coming. I get closer, and be darned if the wind didn't blow it all the way open. I didn't even have to touch it with my knee or my foot. To me, I started to laugh, because I thought, okay, God, that was good. That'll go in my sermon. But it happened, and I give all the credit to God. Have you ever had an option to either just give up on something and not do it, or decide to do it? Like maybe waking up early some Sunday mornings and think, oh, I think I'll go to church. And then, I don't think I really make next week. Well, I'll tell you, that happens to everybody. Of course, it even happens to me, but I have to be here. But I actually want to be here. Even if I don't feel great, or I'm tired, or have a list of things to do. So what are we supposed to do? Well, just what we're doing today, being here, being together, praising God, recognizing that this is a special day because our Lord did rise from the dead. He has prepared for us a place in heaven. He prepares for us only the best in our lives now, and He also prepares for us our eternal life. So we do recognize that today is special, and that's why we're here. Because we love the Lord, and we want to honor Him and serve Him as best as we can. Now, getting back to the gospel just a little bit, and I bet you figured out why I was talking about doing things anyway, is when I read the gospel and read the verse that said that Mary, the two Marys, as they were going to the tomb, said to one another, I'm going to ad lib a little bit, oh no, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? But did that stop them from going? No. They went anyway, even though they knew full well they would not be able to roll away the stone. But they loved the Lord. They got the spices together, and they were ready early in the morning to go out to care for His body. They kept going in faith and trust. They knew that God would provide. They knew that God would protect them. They knew somehow that stone would be rolled away for them. They were willing to go beyond what they thought they could accomplish. They were willing to be devoted to the Lord. They were willing to do something when they had the option not to do. They kept going because they loved God and they loved Jesus Christ, their Savior. They believed in Him. They cared about Him. They were confused still because they didn't know what was going to happen just yet. But they wanted to serve Him, and He really tried hard to teach them how He was serving them and all people. So the big question for us today and for tomorrow and the next day is, don't give up. Don't hesitate. If we really take all of this seriously, let's serve God. Let's believe in Jesus and do what He asks us to do. Now, what I'd like to do is end my sermon, and you can get your prayer books out. On page 302, since I'm up here, I get to ask the questions, and you get to answer them. 302. This we use in baptism. When children, teens, adults are baptized, they offer their lives to God. And for parents, parents and the church community are responsible for seeing that the child is brought up in Christian love and in the Christian faith. But we'll go down to the middle. Do you renounce Satan and all spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce that.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you away from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Now I'm going to ask another question and we're going to turn the page. But this is for each and every one of us to do, plus to expect from others. Will you, who witness all of these vows today, do all in your power to uphold each other in our new life in Christ?
We will.
On page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe Christ, the Son of God.
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice, peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.